This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, national security experts are calling on the U.S. to expand its list of banned Chinese companies. A small-town VA employee's $100,000 scheme gets him 46 months in federal prison. And following the science, the Senate confirms POTUS's pick to lead his Office of Science and Technology Policy. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White. National security experts say the Defense Department needs to expand its blacklist of Chinese companies. A new report from the Foundation for Defense Democracy says that many Chinese state-owned military companies are not on DOD's list of businesses not to do work with and could cause security issues. The Pentagon's blacklist currently bans more than 40 Chinese-linked companies from operating in the United States. Recent cyber attacks are reminding lawmakers of the need to grow the expertise of the federal workforce. The bipartisan Federal Rotational Cyber Workforce Program Act aims to do just that. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna and Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace introduced the bill to ensure federal employees receive multi-agency, multi-discipline experience and training by establishing a rotational program for civilian cyber employees, enabling them to spend time at another federal agency to strengthen their skills and careers. Developing the program would be the Office of Personnel Management, the Department of Homeland Security, the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, and the Chief Information Officers Council. The program would allow cybersecurity professionals to rotate through assignments lasting between 6 and 12 months. A former Department of Veterans Affairs program analyst is sentenced to 46 months in federal prison for trying to sell the stolen personal information of veterans and VA employees for about $100,000. 35-year-old Philip Hill worked at an Arkansas VA medical center where he had access to names, birthdays, and Social Security numbers. The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee easily cleared four more nominees at the Department of Veterans Affairs. The committee advanced the nominations for Donald Remy to be VA's Deputy Secretary and Mary Ann Donaghy to lead the Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection. It also voted in favor of Matthew Quinn to be VA's Assistant Secretary for Memorial Affairs and Patricia Ross to lead VA's Congressional and Legislative Affairs Division. All four nominees await confirmation from the full Senate. The Senate confirms President Joe Biden's pick to lead the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. Eric Lander served as one of the principal leaders of the Human Genome Project before his nomination. President Biden has elevated the OSTP director to a cabinet-level position. Lander will also serve in another role as the president's science advisor. And a Miami transportation company and a California staffing agency will pay $1 million each for allegedly subjecting African-American employees to racial discrimination, harassment, and retaliation. An Equal Employment Opportunity Commission lawsuit claims that after Kimco Staffing Services assigned workers to Ryder Integrated Logistics, a hostile work environment ensued because management ignored racial slurs and epithets directed at black workers. In one case, an African-American employee who reported the harassment was fired. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White.